Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Angel with Royal Wednesdays. I pray everybody having a great day. Y'all, I was walking. Whew, big girl is tired. But anyway, I hope everybody having a great day today. Today, y'all, we just got back last week. And today, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to the Lord for how he woke me up. I'm thankful for how he's blessing. I'm thankful for how he's showing up. One thing I can say about the Lord, that he's dependable. He's always on time. Even sometimes you don't even feel like, and this is just a word of encouragement. Sometimes it's like, Lord, you know, when your back is against the wall, every dart you can think about is trying to hit you from every angle, from the side, from the back. Look, from the front, from the cracks. A dart is just trying to come at you constantly, constantly, constantly. But you know one thing I can say? The Lord always show up. He shows up in the twinkling of an eye. But I want to share this with the people. And please don't take this the wrong way. You have to have discernment when you're sharing things with people, when it comes down to your new level, to your elevation, to your growth, to your plans, to your vision. Because one thing about the vision, the Lord always give provision. He prepares a way. You know, a lot of people out here come in your life just to steal, just to try to destroy, try to kill. At the end of the day, we got to be careful who we share things with. We have to be careful and know that everybody is not meant to be our friend. We have to be careful and know that we got some evil amongst us. And with that evil, you have to know when to cut off, when to let go, when to walk away from. I know a lot of people, they say, well, you know, that's been my friend forever, but I done have people that I done been very, very tight with. I love for real. I care for. I value their opinion. I value them as a people. But yet, I still have some people that are not capable of being in my life full time. I have some people that I can't trust. Y'all hear me? I got some people that are not sent to this world for me. They are sent to harm me. They are sent to block me. They are sent for some other reasons, not for the right reasons. And at the same time, we got to understand and know that we have a God that never sleeps. He never slumbers. He loves his children. He's willing to go to bat for you. One thing about the Lord that I know, the God that I serve, look here. I never run out of my blessings as long as I'm dealing with the Lord. I never am concerned with the enemy as long as I got the Lord. I'm never discombobulated as long as I got the Lord. I'm never disappointed as long as I got the Lord. As long as I got the Lord, I know I'm going to be all right. I know I'm going to be all right. I know everything is well. But we got to understand that the enemy do not want us to be joyful. He don't want us to praise him. He don't want us to worship the Lord. He do not want us to be in our right area and right place in life. The enemy does not want us to be happy. He does not want you to be happy. He does not want you to be joyful. He does not want the best for you. He does not want it. What he wants is to harm you, to destroy you, to hinder you, to block you, to keep you from what the Lord has for you. And one thing I want to tell my people, my family, we got to learn how to walk away from people, places, and things that don't mean us no good. I ain't talking about just talking about it. You got to walk away from people, places, and things that does not mean you any good. You are not here for what the Lord has for me. You are not here to push people. what the Lord has to go forth. You're not here to promote the goodness of the Lord. You're not here to elevate the goodness of the Lord. You're not here to give praises and worship to the Father. You're not here for that. You are here to cause division. You are here to cause destruction. You are here to try to destroy the plan. You are here to try to hinder and block and stop. But we got to understand that we got to walk away from people, places, and things that do not mean us no good. If it's not about edifying the kingdom, when I mean edify, I'm talking about advancing and enhancing. It's already built. It don't need to be built. It has to be enhanced. It had to be advanced. It's elevation when it comes down to the kingdom. The Lord needs it to be elevated, and he needs reconstruction around the areas. Okay. We are the maintenance people. Father already set the foundation. He don't need no assistance on that. And we got to learn that. He don't need no assistance on that. So we got to make sure we are trusting the Lord. We got to make sure that we are allowing his will to be done in our lives. You got to make sure that you're doing what thus says the Lord. You got to make sure that regardless of what it may look like, we know that we can go to the Father. Y'all, he is our helper. He is our strength. He is our refuge. So I want to encourage somebody today. Continue to block out the enemy. Continue to reject what he tried to put out there. Continue to look forward to the Lord in everything. Look at, go to him for everything. Lord, I need your love. I need your grace. I need your mercy. Lord, I need your strength. Father, I just need you. I need you, Father. Let him know. Talk to him. Have a relationship with you. Go to the Father. You are my resources. The Lord is your resources. He your strength. Stop celebrating things that don't mean us no good. People going out here, you study worshiping all these false holidays. These false holidays ain't going to get you nowhere. The Lord ain't in none of those holidays. You don't need no system to tell you when to celebrate with your family. You don't need no system when to tell you to appreciate your husband. You don't need no system to tell you this and to tell you that. What you need is the Lord. What you need is to learn how to have daily routine when it comes down to spending time with the Father. When you talking to him, you're praying. You got to constantly fast. You got to constantly pray without ceasing. You got to constantly go to him, go to him, go to him, knowing that the Lord is your shepherd. We got to understand that. People depend on holidays for everything. And I'm telling you, them holidays gonna send people to hell fast. Fast. Celebrating Halloween, that's a witch holiday. That's a demonic realm holiday. And you still wanna worship the enemy? Come on here, man. People praying over your children candy. People injecting candy. You don't know who has that candy. But yet you got your children doing stuff with the candy. Come on here, y'all. We got to do right. We got to be right. We got to look here, y'all. I'm serious. We got to do what thus says the Lord. We got to continue to study. We got to continue to pray. We got to continue to allow the Lord's will to be done. Point blank, period. So I say to say this. And I'm not going to stop saying it. I'm just going to say it. We got to study to show ourselves approved. We have to allow the Lord's will to be done in our lives.
You can't be cheating on your wife and say she's the devil. You can't be.
We got to continue to do what thus says the Lord, y'all. I don't care who you think you are. In this season, study to show yourself approved and stay prayed up. So let me pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ. Father, we are coming to you. We are coming to you boldly just to say, Lord, we thank you for waking us up. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for we're speaking in advance about strongholds. We are coming against strongholds. We're coming against principalities. We're coming against spiritual darkness and dark areas, dark places. Lord, we are coming to you, putting on the altar, Father, every demonic force that's not of you, Lord God. You ain't a part of that demonic realm. You ain't evil, Father. So we putting it on the altar and giving it to you, Lord, that you destroy it, that you get rid of it, that you cast those demons out, that you, Lord, strip the people of anything that's not of you. Lord, we coming against every attack from the enemy. We coming against every word that was spoken. We are coming against, Lord, every stronghold that's attached your children, whether it's into their bodies, whether it's on their mouths, whether it's in their brain. Father, we're coming against mental health. We are coming against those spirits that's holding people back from living their truth. So, Lord, I just ask that your will be done, Lord. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to keep them. Continue to guide them. Continue to love on them. Continue to allow your will to be done within your children. Lord, we declare and decree nothing but blessings, nothing but your love, nothing but your grace, nothing but your mercy. Lord, regulate their health, their system, Lord God, their body. Regulate, Lord God, every blood vessel. Regulate, Lord God, their lungs. Lord, regulate the fluid in their body. Regulate, Lord God, their functions in their bodies. You have some people that's ill in their body, Father. We ask that you regulate it. We ask that you give it strength. We ask that you allow your will to be done. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, we pray. We give your name all the praise. We give your name all the honor, Father. And we just want to say we thank you. We love you and we praise you. We ask that you continue to guide, lead, and protect. And we ask that you continue to strengthen. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 And amen. Lord, I love y'all. Stay encouraged. Make sure we give the Father some of our time and make sure we constantly praying. Amen. God bless.